he's going to have a hard time telling you everything. He'll get it across to you, but he has a hard time speaking real good English.
Yeah, in other words, he was
what, when we were kids, these were the people doing all the work.
Yeah.
They brought us up, you know, out in the fields and all, and we didn't know each other, but there were some same type of people around my house, you know.
Yeah. Well, I like to sit and talk with him. I don't think I could interview him if he...
He gets along better than you think. I may have gone too far overboard saying he can't speak English. He can speak well enough to where y'all can get along.
Yeah.
But he knows all that old stuff now. He did some chimney work and with mud, and they even dig cisterns in those days, you know.
Yeah.
Not, we didn't have any wells. They dig a cistern and they do something on the inside of it. They brick it. So that when you get water in your system, the water wouldn't just seep out into the ground. They'd brick it from the inside, and it would be a little water reservoir under the ground. Then you had a hand pump, and you'd pump out the water that you needed.
Y'all have any rivers around here?
River?
Yeah.
No.
You ever have a shortage of water or anything like that?
No.
Can you go a long time without water?
We have well. I have a deep well.
Yeah.
It's over 200 feet deep.
Okay. You don't have any problems with... like with the water or anything like that?
We have hard water. We have to, it's got a lot of iron in it. Yeah. We have to soften it.
Like in the rice, you don't have any problems there?
No, not there. Using French, you know, like flambeau.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that the other night.
Yeah.
If I'd have been talking to someone in French, I'd have said flambeau.
Uh-huh.
But since I was talking to you in English, I said, a headlight or whatever I said.
Torch, whatever.
Torch.
Yeah, the things are just a little different, you know, and that's why it takes some interpretation as to what, you know, what sticks and what doesn't. In other words, the sort of things I can accept as a word that just generally come into the patois or the language of the area, and then something which is just a French word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I wanted to talk with you about the land and the type of land you had here. Have your crops been bothered by this rain the last couple of days?
I had some rice that was 2 feet underwater.
Is it?
I don't think it's going to be permanently damaged. I had to let the water down slow because it stretched it, you know.
Yeah. We were talking, I think I was talking with you about the land here. Is it good land? In other words, this land is very...
This land is real easy to work, you know. It's sandy. If you work it with a heavy plow or something and come back with a harrow, you can fix up this land where it looks like a garden.
Yeah.
Without too much trouble, you know, if you get it when it's dry.
Yes.
But it's poor land. If you don't add a lot of fertilizer, you're not going to make much of a crop. In other words, the organic material is down to zero almost.
Yeah.
And we're very low on phosphate and potash and nitrogen, almost zero.
Yeah.
Boy, Ben. You want a rock? All right.
What, do you have different soil in different parts of the field, in other words?
We have, well, not so much here, but where I come from, near Chitanya, where I was born and raised, we had that. The top part of the field would be real sand, and when you get to the bottom, it would be more like buckshot, you know. It would be a heavier land.
Okay.
But in this area closer to where I'm at right here, it's mostly all sand. Very little buckshot, and it's...
Buckshot is a thick clay kind of?
Yeah, you work it, it comes out into little chunks about a little bit bigger than a marble, and you can't hardly break it down, especially if you work it wet. They have a saying about that land. It's a platin. I won't give you the fresh words because I think that's what you want. The platin, they say you have about 1 hour to work them, and it's usually when you go eat your lunch. You know, it's either too wet or too dry. That was just a saying they had, you know.
Yeah.
Say, don't go home for lunch because it's going to be too dry by the time you come back.